The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 21st, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human, and so are misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial.
The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskrita. So two purposes. When God incarnates, He has got two missions. One mission is paritranaya sadhuna and vinashaya. One mission is to deliver the faithful devotees, sadhu. Sadhu means saintly person. The sadhu, I have explained several times, sadhu means devotee. Sadhu does not mean the worldly honesty or dishonesty, morality or immorality. It has nothing to do with material activities. It is simply spiritual sadhu. But sometimes we derive sadhu, a person's material goodness, morality. But actually sadhu means in the transcendental platform, those who are engaged in devotional service. Sagunan samatitta itan. Sadhu is transcendental to the material qualities. Paritrana sadhuna. The paritrana means to deliver. Now, if a sadhu is already delivered, he is on the transcendental platform, then where is the necessity of delivering him? This is the question. Therefore, this word is used, virambanam. It is bewildering. It is contradictory. It appears to be contradictory. If a sadhu is already delivered, transcendental position means he is no longer under the control of the three material modes of nature, goodness, passion and ignorance. Because it is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sagunan samatitta ita. He transcends the material qualities. A sadhu, devotee. Then where is the question of deliverance? The deliverance, he does not require deliverance. A sadhu. But because he is very much anxious to see the Supreme Lord eye to eye, that is his inner desire, therefore Krishna comes. Not for deliverance. He is already delivered. He is already delivered from the material clutches. But to satisfy him, Krishna is always, just like a devotee wants to satisfy the Lord in all respects. Similarly, more than the devotee, the Lord wants to satisfy the devotee. This is the exchange of loving affairs. Just like in your ordinary dealings also, if you love somebody, you want to satisfy him or her. Similarly, she or he also wants to reciprocate. So if that reciprocation or loving affair is there in this material world, how much it is greatly elevated in the spiritual world. There is a verse that sadhu is my heart and I am also the sadhu's heart. The sadhu is always thinking of Krishna And Krishna is always thinking of his devotee, sadhu. So, the appearance and disappearance of Lord within this material world, that is called chikirsitam. What is the word meaning of chikirsitam?
Pastime.
It is Krishna's pastime that he comes. He, when he comes, of course, he wants something. The work is to give protection to the sadhu and to kill the asadhu. But both the activities are his pastimes. He is not envious. He cannot be envious. The killing of the demons, that is also his affection. Just like sometimes we punish our children, we give a very strong slap. That is not out of love. There is love. So when Krishna kills a demon, the business is not on the platform of material jealousy or enviousness, no. Therefore, it is mentioned in the Shastras that even the demons were killed by Lord, they also get immediate salvation. The result is the same. Just like Putana was killed. Putana wanted to kill Krishna. But who can kill Krishna? That is not possible. She was killed. But she was killed, but what was the result? The result was that she got the position of Krishna's mother. Krishna accepted her as his mother. She came with a poison-coated nipple, that Krishna will suck my nipple and the child will die immediately. But that is not possible. She was killed. Krishna sucks the nipple and the life altogether. But Krishna took the bright side, that this woman, demon, she came to kill me, but somehow or other I have sucked her breast milk, so she is my mother. She is my mother. So she got the position of mother. These are explained in the Bhagavatam. Uddhav explained to Vidur that Krishna is so kind, God is so kind, even the person who wanted to kill him with poison, she was accepted as mother. Such a kind God, Krishna, that whom shall I worship others except Krishna? This example is given. So actually, Krishna has no enemy. It is said, najasya kaschit doita. Doita means favor. Nobody is favored. Najasya kaschit doita stikar hichit deshyasya. And nobody is his enemy. But who can be his enemy, who can be his friend? Suppose we create friends, we expect some benediction or some profit from the friend. And enemy means we expect some harmful activities by the enemy. But Krishna is so perfect that nobody can do any harm to Krishna, neither anybody can give anything to Krishna. So where is the necessity of friend and enemy? There is no necessity. Therefore it is stated here, najasya kaschit daitasti. He doesn't require anyone's favor. He is complete. I may be a very poor man. I expect some friend's favor, somebody's favor. But that is my expectation because I am imperfect. I am not full. I am deficient in so many ways. So I am needy. always. Therefore, I want to create some friend, and similarly, I hate the enemy. So Krishna is being the supreme. Nobody can do any harm to Krishna. Nobody can give anything to Krishna. So why we are offering Krishna so much comfort? We are dressing Krishna. We are decorating Krishna. We are giving nice food to Krishna. The idea is, try to understand this one. Krishna does not require your nice dress or nice flower or nice food. Krishna does not require. But if you give him, then you become benefited. It is Krishna's favor that he is accepting. The example is given, just like if you decorate the original person, the reflection of the person in the mirror, it also appears decorated. So we are reflection. In the Bible also it is said that man is made after the image of God. As Krishna is the transcendental, he has got two hands, two legs, one head. So man is made after God, means we are reflection of the image of God. Not that we manufacture, imagine some form according to our form. That is mistake. The Mayavadi philosophy is like, it is called anthropomorphism. They say that because the absolute truth is impersonal, but because we are persons, we imagine that absolute truth also person. But just the opposite. Actually, that is not the fact. We have got this personal form as reflection of God. So, in the reflection, if the original person is benefited, the reflection is also benefited. That is the philosophy. The reflection is also benefited. So, if you decorate Krishna, so you become decorated. If you satisfy Krishna, then you become satisfied. If you offer nice foodstuff to Krishna, then you eat them. Those who are outside the temple, they have never imagined such nice foodstuff. But because it is being offered to Krishna, we have got the opportunity to take it. This is the philosophy. So you try to satisfy Krishna in all respect, then he will be satisfied in all respect. This is, Krishna does not require your service, but he kindly accepts. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. Krishna is asking you that you surrender unto me. It does not mean that Krishna is lacking one servant, and if you surrender, then he'll be profited. Krishna can create millions of servants by his only desire. So that is not the point. But if you surrender to Krishna, you become saved. You become saved. That is your business. Krishna says, aham tva sarva pape bhamokkhoishyami. You are suffering here. Just like without any shelter. You see, so many people loiter in the street, no aim, no life. We go in the beach side, you see so many boys and girls without an aim, loitering, do not know what to do, all confused. But if you take shelter of Krishna, then you will know, oh, I have got now shelter. There is no more confusion. There is no more hopelessness. You can understand it very well. And I receive so many letters daily, how they are hopeful in Krishna consciousness. Krishna has come here, has descended to collect some servant. That's not the fact. If we agree, instead of becoming Krishna's servant, we are servant of so many things. We are servant of our senses and sense activities. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moho. Actually, the whole world is serving the senses. Servant of the senses. Godas. But if we engage the senses in the service of Krishna, then we shall no longer remain the servant of the senses, we shall be the master of the senses. Because we shall not allow our senses to be engaged other ways. That strength we shall get. And then we shall be saved. So here Kunti Devi is describing that your appearance in this material world is not misleading, bewildering. We are thinking that Krishna has got some mission, some purpose, therefore he has appeared. No, it is his pastime. It is pastime. Just like sometimes the governor goes to inspect the prison house. He has no business to go to the prison house. He is getting report from the superintendent. He doesn't. Still, sometimes he comes, let me see how they are doing. It is called pastime. It is his free will, not that he has become subjected to the prison laws and he has to come to the prison. No, not like that. But if the prisoners think, oh, here the governor is also in the prison, so we are equal. We are equal. I am also governor. The rascal thinks like that. Because Krishna has come, descended, avatar, so I am also avatar. This rascaldom is going on. So, here it is said, Naveda kaschid bhagavan chikisita. Nobody knows what is the purpose of your appearance and disappearance. Nobody knows. Tabe tava ihamanasya ninag virambanam. It is bewildering. Nobody can understand what is the real purpose. The real purpose is his free will. Let me go and see. He doesn't require to come to kill the demons. There are so many agents. If there is a strong wind, thousands of demons can be killed in a moment. So Krishna does not require to come to kill the demons. He does not require also to come to give protection to the devotee. By his simply will, everything is there. But he takes a pleasure pastime. Let me go and see. Sometimes he wants to fight. Because the fighting spirit is also there in Krishna. Otherwise, where we get? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. All the qualities of Krishna in minute quantity, they are within us. We are a sample of Krishna. But where from we get this fighting spirit? The fighting spirit is there in Krishna. Therefore, just like sometimes a big man or kings, they engage some wrestler to fight. They pay the wrestler to fight with the king. But he is not enemy. He is giving pleasure to the king by mock fighting. Similarly, when Krishna wants to fight, who will fight with him? Some of his devotee, great devotee will fight with him. Not ordinary. Just like a king, if he wants to practice mock fighting, some very exalted fighter, wrestler will be engaged. Similarly, that is also service. Because Krishna wants to fight, therefore some of his devotees come down to become his enemy. Just like Joy Vijaya. This Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Do you think they are ordinary living entity? Nishangadev, God himself has come to kill him. Do you think they are ordinary? No, they are not ordinary. They are devotees. But Krishna wanted to fight in the Vaikuntha world. There is no possibility of fighting because everyone there, they are engaged in Krishna's service. With whom he will fight? Therefore, he sends some devotee in the garb of enemy, and Krishna comes to fight with him. At the same time, to teach us that becoming any enemy of Krishna is not very profitable. Better become friend. That will be profitable. Therefore, it is said that naveda kaschid bhagavan chikirsakam. Nobody knows what is the purpose of your appearance and disappearance. Tava yaha manasya nilang virambanam. You are in this world just like ordinary human being. This is bewildering. Therefore, ordinary man cannot believe how God can become an ordinary person like Krishna is playing. Although he was not playing ordinary person, he was playing as God. Whenever there was necessity, just like he married 16,000 wives. When he married, he was one. 16,000 girls offered surrender to Krishna, that we are now kidnapped. If we go home, nobody will marry us. There is a strict Vedic system. If an unmarried girl goes out of home, even for one night, nobody will marry him. Still it is going on. Nobody will marry. So this is the old system. All these 16,000 girls who were kidnapped by Bhaumasura, so they prayed to Krishna, and Krishna came, killed the Bhaumasura, delivered all the girls. So when Krishna asked them, now you can safely go to your father's house, they replied, sir, if we go back to our father's house, what will be our fate? Nobody will marry us. Because this man, this Rakshas, they kidnapped us. Then what do you want? You want that you become our husband. So Krishna is so kind. Yes, immediately accept. That is Krishna. Now when they were brought at home, not that 16,000 wives will have to wait for 16,000 nights to meet Krishna. Krishna expanded himself into 16,000 forms and constructed 16,000 palaces and establishments. And each palace, the description is there in here. That is Bhagavan. So those rascals, they cannot understand. They criticize Krishna that he was very lusty. He married 16,000 wives. Even if he is lusty, he is unlimitedly lusty. Because he is unlimited. Why 16,000? If you would marry 16 millions of wives, still it is imperfect. That is Krishna. So for Krishna, there is no such thing that you can accuse Krishna as lusty, sensuous. No. He showed favor to all these devotees. There are so many devotees of Krishna. Some devotee is asking Krishna to become her husband. Some devotee is asking Krishna to become his friend. Some devotee is asking Krishna to become his son. And some devotee is asking to become his playmate. In this way, millions and trillions of devotees are there all over the universe. And Krishna has to satisfy them all. He does not require any help from the devotees. But as the devotees want, so these 16,000 devotees wanted Krishna as their husband. Krishna agreed. And that is just like common man. But as God, he expanded himself into 16,000 forms. So Narada came to see that Krishna has married 16,000 wives. How he is dealing with them, let me see. When he came here, he saw in 16,000 palaces, Krishna is acting differently. And somewhere he is talking with his wife, somewhere he is playing with his children, somewhere he is getting marriage ceremony of his sons and daughters. And so many 16,000 ways he is engaged. That is Krishna. Krishna, although just like he was playing just like ordinary child. But when Mother Yashoda wanted to see his mouth open, whether he has eaten earth, dirt, he sowed within the mouth all the universes. And this is Krishna. Although he is playing just like ordinary child, ordinary human being, but when there is need, he sows his godly nature. Just like Arjuna, he was driving the chariot, but when Arjuna wanted to see his universal form, immediately saw him. Thousands and millions of heads and weapons. This is Krishna. So, not just so Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna has no enemy, Krishna has no friend. He is completely independent. He does not depend on enemy, but he plays like that for the benefit of the so-called friend and so-called enemy. He is Krishna, that is his Krishna's absolute nature. When Krishna favors as either as enemy or as friend, the result is the same. Therefore, Krishna is absolute. Thank you very much.